Humor is an important coping mechanism in any stressful situation. As the world's most dangerous occupation, commercial fishing has its share of workplace humor. Paul Nosworthy is a refrigeration specialist for the fishing industry who's been out on many fishing trips. He explains it this way.
After a few days not seeing the ocean, they miss their families, they miss being home. They just get bummed out. When one guy gets brought down, it brings other people down. So the thing is, try to pull tricks on each other. Funny things, you know what I mean? Don't hurt anybody, but we always try to do little things to make people have a laugh, you know what I mean? I'm the brunt of my own jokes a lot of times, but that's part of being a good dory mate.
Workplace pranks often are used to teach someone a lesson. Here's retired fisherman Phil Ashworth.
I saw a new guy on the boat, and he came on board, and he really didn't have much, and he had the habit of taking things that belonged to other people. And the mid-watch, what we call mug-up, I went down to get a coffee, and I found him in my sleeping bag, wearing clothes that he'd been on deck with for like 3 days. I woke him up. I was really angry, and I got him out of it, and I took it, and I threw it over on my bunk. And then might have been a couple of watches later, I go down there again, and he had my sleeping bag again. But this time, it was unzipped, and he had it on top of him. So I just very carefully, I took it off him without waking him up, and he had a sheet over him. And I went up on deck, and I got a piece of nine thread, which is just a light rope. And I went down there, and I tied it off to the edge of the sheet, and I ran it up the doghouse stairs around the mast over the hatch cover, and I got to the rail, and I took an empty 5 gallon leak bucket, and I filled it up with water. And then I leaned over the boat. We were steaming at the time. We were jumping a shoal, and I dropped it overboard. Now, that heavy bucket of water probably went 5-6 feet down, and boat's moving ahead at 10 knots, so that's like a sea anchor. Well, all of a sudden, here comes this guy's sheet, up the doghouse, across the deck, around the mast, up over the hatch cover, across the deck, up over the rail into the water, and he was 2 feet behind it all the way.
Sometimes the lesson conveyed is more serious. Scalloper Sean Sipple.
I had this one shacker who would not listen to me, and I kept telling him, I was running the winch, you need to get out of the way, you're going to get crushed. And he kept telling me, hey, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. This is end of July, sweltering out there, no wind. We had a square fan that was in the back of our shucking house. We'd shuck so the fan blew with no shirts on us. I was cleaning up back there, and I bumped into the fan with my elbow, and I got electrocuted from the dampness, okay? I know this sounds a little cruel, but this is something that I needed to do, period. And it came to me, I looked, and he was out there again as I was running the winch, and he was all over the place. And I yelled at him, you need to get out of the way until it's on the ground. Let the drag get on the ground. You're talking heavy tonnage in the air, and he kept going there. I said, you got to get out of there. You're going to get crushed. Oh, no, don't tell me what to do. Okay. I told the captain, I'm going to need to take care of this. He goes, Sean, whatever you do, don't hurt him. I said, I'm not going to hurt him, but I'm going to smarten him up in about 2 seconds. And he says, what are you going to do? I said, no, don't worry about it. I brought him down in the back where we shucked the scallops. And I looked at him and I says, you know something? And he looked at me. He goes, what are you going to tell me now? And I said, the captain is furious at us. And he said, what's the matter? I said, he's going to load the hole right here. We need to clean this up. Do me a favor, take your gloves off. Took his gloves off. I said, grab that fan. He grabbed the fan, electrocuted. He never fished again. Till this day, I see him. You know something? I actually saved his life just by an incident like that.
And some pranks, as Cape Cod shell fisherman Skip Barlow says, are just part of fishing comedy.
So as a shell fisherman, when bag phones first came out, this was the rage. One guy had enough money, he bought a bag phone. He was always bragging about the fact that he had a bag phone. And he'd get on his boat and he'd go quahogging. You know, he'd anchor his boat up and he'd walk here and he'd walk there. But when his phone is ringing, he'd trot back to his boat and talk to whoever was calling him, you know. It was a pretty big deal. So one of our kids got a bag phone. So he used to sit in the boat and wait till this guy got about 150 feet from his boat and call him up. And this guy put all his stuff down and run all the way back to his boat. He'd get about 10 feet from his boat. And the kid would hang up. And we'd all be on the other side of the bay laughing like hell. And we always thought that was pretty funny. And we did this to this guy for quite a while before he figured out what the hell was going on. That was part of fishing comedy, you know?
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from Mass Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.